In the third episode on Gist Healthcare Daily's series on the growing popularity of platforms in healthcare, we hear from Derek Street, CEO of DexCare. The Providence spinout is now offering its digital operating system to help others connect their point solutions. It's Wednesday, May 25th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This week, we're replaying our four-part series from February and March about the growing interest in investment in healthcare platforms. Here's the show. In our last episode, we heard from Gist Healthcare co-founders Chaz Rhodes and Lisa Belamovich about how health systems are making plays to become platforms, or the go-to place for all of a consumer's care and to gain their loyalty. The advantage for hospital systems is that they already own many of the point solutions. But as Chaz says, they sometimes struggle to connect them in an easy, consumer-centric way.
It's not just about having all the pieces. It's about putting those pieces together in a way that's better for consumers, for patients. That's harder. It requires, I think, all of these organizations to go against the grain in terms of how they have traditionally thought about running their businesses. I mean, people have talked about being consumer-centric for a long time, but there's never really been a need to or a burning platform to. Now, I think we're entering a moment where, as we're beginning to see platform competition happen in healthcare, it really is about, you know, show me the money. You have to walk the walk in terms of actually making it a better value proposition for the end user.
While some in the space are assembling these various pieces to become comprehensive healthcare platforms, Seattle-based health tech startup DexCare is helping connect those solutions. DexCare was created within Providence's Digital Innovation Group in 2016 to link the system's digital health applications, organize and consolidate patient demand, and scheduling appointments across service lines and care modalities like in-person and virtual care. The company was spun out in 2021 and is now offering its digital operating system to other providers like Kaiser Permanente, Houston Methodist, and Mass General Brigham. DexCare closed its latest funding round this year and so far has raised about $70 million. I've talked with the company's CEO, Derek Street. Here's some of our conversation.
DexCare is a data-driven intelligence company focused on healthcare access, and our mission is simply to make healthcare access better for everyone, patients, providers, and health systems. We do that by providing our core product, which is also called DexCare, which is an operating system for digital care. And it's focused on making digital care work for all those stakeholders, doing it in three primary areas. One is discoverability, helping our health system customers make their digital access programs more discoverable to consumers. Another is intelligently routing consumers to the safest and best care options. And the third and final component is capacity optimization, or allocating resources when and where they can be most productively employed so that everybody gets a better experience.
It's long been a struggle for health systems to connect all their point solutions. So how is DexCare helping them do that?
We really kind of function as a bus in between them versus integrating deeply inside of them. And so we'll get, you know, now the patient Houston Methodist is ready to go for a remote monitoring, we'll kind of drive the bus over there, the virtual bus, and drop them off, you know, so that can happen now. And that helps us scale the system, because if we were, you know, by focusing on those core components and not trying to fully integrate in everything else, you know, that allows us to now kind of work with everything in a way that works for the health system. Providence spent 4 years and $40 million getting DexCare incubated before we spun it out. And a lot of that time and effort was put on providing deep integration into the EMR. And so we've created a system that provides those. They started out as custom hooks, but now we've been able to do it in a way that now we can scale this kind of EMR integration in multiple instances to other health systems. But then there are other key applications in the process when you're focused on access that are important. Usually a provider data management system is pretty important. So we integrate into standard data sets. And then finally, the final piece I would say is we tie then into the data lakes and the data sets within the health system as well, whether it's the kind of the consumer facing, the consumer data platforms that a health system may have, or again, those provider data sets or what have you, those can come into our system as well so that we can make better matching recommendations and so forth there. And those are really the key ones. After that, just as important as the EMR is making sure we federate to any identity system in the health system.
Meaning I don't have to log in to four different portals to do things. Is that kind of what you're meaning by identity system?
You do, but you use the one identity, basically.
How do you help systems personalize healthcare for consumers?
We do a lot of personalization on the consumer or patient side of the equation. On the discovery side of the equation, you know, you as a consumer, when you're searching on Google for urgent care near you or something like that, that the pages that are powered by the clinic pages and the search pages that are powered by DexCare that have that availability there are very performant. They're things that you see very quickly and are able to top of the page and are able to respond to very quickly. And that drives about 20 to 30% net new patients. That works because it's very personalized. We can use what we understand about consumer intent and motivation as they're searching for things and where they go to say, and then also what we understand about a returning user, which is why we tie into those data systems at the customer, to say things like, you know, when you were here before, you had a really good experience with a virtual visit and maybe this particular provider. And so why don't we recommend that type of that modality, that provider?
How much personalization is there on the health system side when DexCare starts working with a new health system?
We then do personalization on the provider side of the equation, on the matching side. And so there, what we do is we train up algorithms that tell us, we look at all those provider interactions and patient interactions and what the patients were like, their demographics and the reason for visit and so forth, and what the provider is good at, their experiences in treating patients. And because we have visibility into the delivery of the visit, we understand how satisfying those experiences were for the consumer and whether or not the issue was resolved and how long it took to do this or that. And so we can train up models that tell us when we match this provider up with this particular patient, given all those circumstances, it will yield the most satisfying experience or the one of the reasons our customers continually have a net promoter score of 90 or higher out of 100 is because we personalize those matches for the provider and the patient as well, making them really good experiences. Finally, for the health system, the personalization comes into play to really kind of help the service line within the health system accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And so, for example, one of the things we do with Kaiser is we do load balancing across the entire network of Kaiser providers and facilities. And so we can look at a particular service line or facility or provider that maybe is underutilized here and one that's over here and maybe getting burnt out, and then reallocate patients based on when and where we can kind of balance out that load as well.
Kaiser is unique. It's one of the few truly integrated systems. So load balancing or scheduling across Kaiser providers is going to be different than with other health systems with more autonomous medical groups. So how is physician adoption going across those other health systems that DexCare is working with?
What we find is that there's very high engagement, and it's for a few reasons. One, typically the health system, who is our customer, they're on the hook for providing access to patients. And the providers expect it. The providers expect that somebody's going to be out there helping patients find them and discover them. And so usually there's fairly high adoption by providers just because it's a good thing for them to do. On top of that, as I mentioned earlier, we're able to get really, really high satisfaction scores for the consumers because of the matching that happens, the intelligence of the system. And most providers want that as well. They want to have satisfied patients and good experience. And then the final reason that they tend to adopt is we can also route and allocate in a way that makes people more efficient as well.
Can you give me some examples of how it's more efficient?
I'll give you an example. So our work with Freightert Health System, they use it in a number of applications. One is in the orthopedic line. And before DexCare, they had a lot of patients who maybe had back pain and were just choosing to see an orthopod when really they needed to see a physical therapist first. And so that's a bad experience for everybody. The orthopod wants to see people that need surgery. The PT wants to see people need PT. The patient doesn't want to waste time in multiple different places. And so we find that most providers, you know, they want to practice at top of license, basically, you know, and there's a different type of patient for everyone to practice at top of license. So it's really a good thing for everybody. And so we usually don't have pushback on adoption at provider level. Where it may change a bit can be around certain service lines, particularly in like really deep specialties. One may want to have more kind of controls up front to just make sure that, you know, not anybody can just get to them and so forth. So sometimes that can happen, but usually it's pretty well adopted across the system.
What do the next few years look like for DexCare? What are the company's expansion plans?
You know, when organizations initially look at DexCare and hear what I've described to you, it's easy to see how it kind of fits or connects to kind of lower acuity, higher volume, higher velocity care. So anything in the ambulatory space, urgent care, retail care, primary, et cetera. But we are increasingly moving into more specialized areas. I mentioned orthopedics that we've moved into, and that program has expanded as well. That's turned out to be a boon for everybody, patients, providers, and that health system over there. So that's been that's expanding. You'll see us this year move into additional specialties as well. Likely behavior will be one that'll happen soon here, and then other ones that lend themselves well to a digital front door experience or a consumer experience.
If I'm a health system executive, I may say, yes, disruptors are encroaching on my care delivery space, but I've been hearing about this for a while. It's not really news. So from your perspective, what's the imperative for me now as a health system to become a platform?
We do think that there's a potential future here where for a doctor to or a nurse to provide somebody care, they've got to ask Amazon permission to see that patient. And we just don't think that that's the best world for everybody to be in. Nothing against Amazon. We're in the same town as them, and we think they're a good company. But we think that when it comes to healthcare, that the organizations that are providing the care and delivering the care in the first place, where the real expertise is, they need to have a place in that world. And as patients and providers, we need to have a world where delivery of care is not just disassociated from all the front end marketing to patients out there. We also believe, though, that health systems are at risk of losing that initial patient interaction and that building that patient relationship by these other disruptors. And so they don't get a free pass. What they've got to do is to capitalize or leverage on the strong benefits they have in providing care and brand awareness and things like that in their local markets. They've then got to add to that a way to compete in a digital world and make those digitally enabled care options work better, which is what we help them do.
That was Derek Street, CEO of DexCare. In the final conversation in our series on platforms, we'll hear from Seth Joseph, Managing Director at Summit Health, a consulting company that helps early-stage digital health companies develop platform strategies. Even as investment in platform businesses has taken off in the last few years, Seth warns they take longer to become successful and fail at higher rates. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's an independent production of Just Healthcare.